And I wanted to also speak to Commissioner Saltzman's question about the funding for this. Any time that we do an affordable housing development in the city, there is public money that goes in as an investment in that development. And in this case, we would propose to be using our federal dollars that we get from HUD through the Community Development Block Grant and home programs to help with the investment of the part of that land cost that is not provided by the discount from the Department of Defense. So it's a very good question. That would be our response. And then just thinking in terms of the future residents of this development, for them, this would provide, I think, a tremendous opportunity, and it would provide housing in a very attractive community in Southwest Portland, close to transit, easy access to the city center, and with the many amenities that are in Multnomah Village and the surrounding area. And I think what we would see is for the particularly the children growing up in those families, a chance to have stable housing, to stabilize their housing situation, and to have ripple effects that would extend out to their employment, their health, their general well-being as new neighbors in this community. As to choosing amongst the various options, that's not something that we're asking council, that's not a decision we're asking council to make. Once you give direction as to the intended use, and were you to choose the residential use, then BHCD and PDC are very accustomed to making decisions amongst the various developers that bring in their proposals, and we would take responsibility for that and report back to you on our decision. So I wanted to provide that information and answer any other questions you might have, particularly about the residential options for this property.
Well, I guess it's a process question, because you just said something that's news to me. I thought our job was to choose one of six options, and you're saying that's not the case. If we choose housing that BACD and PDC are going to take it under wraps and then come back with the choice.
Do you want to speak to that, or do you want me to?
I thought they didn't have to actually make the choice. Yeah.
I'm going to let David Sheeran, who's been the coordinator for PDC on this, speak to what HUD is going to require in the Department of Defense from the city.
In our discussions with HUD and what's required in the land use plans that we submit to them, they require three things. One is an overall land use designation, which is already set as R1. Second, they ask that you propose an end user. So we would be recommending a specific organization. And three, to recommend a transfer mechanism for how the property would be transferred, which would be public benefit discount, or public auction, or whatever that transfer mechanism might be. And so if the choice is to go with a residential option, the regulations require that we have legally binding agreements in place with an organization to fulfill that plan at the time that we submit those plans to HUD and the Department of Defense. And so depending upon your decision, if you choose to go with a residential option, we'll probably request an extension from the Office of Economic Adjustment and HUD to allow us to go through a more in-depth solicitation of the organizations that you've heard from today. Like they said, they need to refine their pro formas in order that we'd be able to put together some legally binding agreements that we can all agree to that would also take effect in 2011. Those agreements don't have to be executed now. They can be executed later with dependencies upon transfer of the property. But so if it's your prerogative to choose an organization that you feel would be a best fit for this site, you can make that recommendation. If you so choose to go with a residential option and request us to do a further look, detailed look at this and a new solicitation, we'd be happy to do that as well. But regardless of what road that goes, we do have to have legally binding agreements in place with an organization at the time that we submit the plan.
Other questions? Thank you, folks. We're going to go into the public testimony phase at this point. The council clerk will call the names in the order that you signed up. You'll each have 2 minutes. And when you speak, please state your name for the record. Could you call the first three people?
First three are Terry Wong Rathke, Peg Haskell, and Arnold Panich. Please come on up. They'll be followed by Doreen Dodger Waynes, Robert Edmonston, and Don Bach.
Anyone can begin, so please proceed.
Good afternoon. My name is Terry Wong Rathke. For 22 years, I have lived with my family near Multnomah, where we run, where we dine, where we shop, where over the years we have taken various classes. I have two sons at Westside, and I'm currently serving as president of the Parent Teacher Association. I want to speak briefly about the broad-minded and caring neighbor Westside would be for Multnomah. Westside's mission is to do more than provide a quality education for its students. It lives out its mission, which is to prepare its students for lives of purpose. As an example, last August, the Multnomah Days Organizing Committee was desperately hurting for volunteers. Word got out to the Westside students, and within a day, about 20 of our students and some of our parents and staff stepped up to help. This is a group whose mindset is to look for opportunities to serve others. This mindset will be a valuable asset to the Multnomah community. Right now, 23 of our students and staff members, including Andy Sears, our principal, are over in a rural village in Thailand working with children who are at risk of being exploited in the sex industry. Westside has developed a mutually strengthening relationship with a Thai organization that benefits the poorest children in Thailand and exposes our students to the reality of how the majority of the world lives. Westside not only sends students every year to help, but has also funded one of the buildings and sponsors many of the children. In conclusion, as an area resident and one who has insight into the character and nature of the school, I am convinced that the Multnomah community and surrounding areas would greatly benefit if the Westside High School proposal is selected. Thank you very much.
Good afternoon. My name is Peg Haskell, and I am the Director of Development at West Hills Christian School. West Hills Christian School is the K through 8 school that is adjacent to the Sears Armory. We have been a fixture in the Multnomah neighborhood for over 50 years. As the largest single adjacent neighbor to the Armory, we wholeheartedly endorse Westside Christian High School's application. Prior to my involvement at West Hills Christian, I had the privilege of being a faculty member at Westside Christian, teaching business and marketing for 9 years, and all three of our children also graduated from Westside. So I know firsthand of Westside's excellent reputation, and I speak with confidence today when I say Westside will be a good neighbor for Multnomah Village. Just as we, West Hills Christian School, has shared our facilities, like our running track and field, with the neighborhood, we know that Westside is committed to doing the same. Although organizationally unaffiliated, Westside is a sister school to West Hills Christian. We have an excellent working relationship. The site is strategically important to both schools since approximately 2/3 of our students end up choosing Westside for high school. In fact, because there is such a significant degree of overlap between the two schools, overall traffic impacts would be reduced if Westside were to relocate to the Sears building. Westside would add to the rich diversity of Multnomah Village while significantly upgrading the Armory site. And with their creative financing proposal for the homeless mentoring program, this is a great win for the city as well. As one of the closest neighbors, West Hills Christian School supports Westside's proposal as the best option for compatible use in the immediate neighborhood. Thank you.
My name is Arnold Panich. I live in Hillsdale. I'm a member of the board of directors of the Community Partners for Affordable Housing. I have no access to Grind. I'm just a guy, and I'm not paid by anybody to be on that board. I live very close to the Hillsdale Terrace, and when I bought my row house on Capitol Highway, nobody told me that I would be living 2 blocks from public housing. Then the other way, I live 2 blocks from Turning Point, another public housing operation, in what I thought was a pretty nice neighborhood. Having lived there now almost 5 years, I find that there are no police reports at either property. We have no crime problem. We have no graffiti. We have no gangs. And so we're willing to share the space with other people other than those of us who are so fortunate to have pretty nice upscale private housing. I would ask you to enforce the law. The law says that we are R1 residential and that we should therefore use this land for housing. And as there has been stated earlier, there's an emphasis and an interest in combating homelessness in our community. Community Partners of Affordable Housing showed you the pretty pictures, and that's not a joke. The new watershed is a beautiful use of a brown field, which was wasteland of ODOT that sat in the middle of this community for a long time. And now we have homeless seniors living there, people that arrived with us who had a blanket and a tin cup. Veterans, other low-income citizens who are now housed in a brand new, beautiful senior building, subsidized by a variety of rent sources to make it work, and subsidized by rent incentive and investment incentive, which gives investors that opportunity. One last comment is that we do have a separation of church and state in this country, and I would ask you to seriously consider the fact that you can't let a sectarian group use this property that's owned by the public. Thank you very much.
Carla, before we call the other folks forward, just a minute, Don, is that I forgot that we did have a public official who had asked to speak to this issue, and is Ruth Adkins here? I was supposed to call you at the front end, Ruth. I apologize
for that.
I
know you're... Thank you so much. Good afternoon, Mayor and Commissioners. It's great to be here. So for the record, my name is Ruth Adkins. I'm a member of the Portland Public School Board, and I'm here today on behalf of the school board and the school district to testify in support of family housing at this site. The redevelopment of this site offers a unique opportunity to add quality, affordable family housing in Southwest Portland at a time when land is very scarce and the need is very great. Adding family housing is a policy imperative for Portland Public Schools, and we look forward to continued partnership with the city, PDC, and others to help make it a reality. New family housing on this site will help stabilize and even increase enrollment in our neighborhood public schools. My understanding is that up to 100 children might live at this site, which would be a huge boon to Portland Public Schools as we continue to lose enrollment with families who cannot afford to live in Portland seeking cheaper housing in the suburbs. As you know, declining enrollment threatens the stability and even the existence of our neighborhood schools, which in turn undermines the stability and success of our neighborhoods and the entire city. We cannot afford to become a city where young families are unable to raise their families. While there are many worthy ideas for how to use this land, adding quality family housing would be a significant, and we strongly believe, the greatest benefit for our Southwest neighborhoods and ultimately the city as a whole. As you know, the persistent myth of monolithic wealth in Southwest Portland simply is not true. Poverty is on the increase in Southwest, and many of our students face challenges from hunger to homelessness. Neighborhood House and many other partners do outstanding work, but housing is an essential part of the solution. Obviously, any such development would need to be well-designed and well-managed, and to take just a couple of examples, I'm a Hillsdale neighborhood resident as well, and we have a 10-year record of success of the Turning Point transitional housing that was already mentioned, as well as the Watershed senior housing right in the heart of Hillsdale. So these show that done right, affordable housing is a very positive addition to the community. So as Portland Public Schools is heading into a long-term rebuilding of our schools district-wide, our aim is for redesigned and remodeled schools to be flexible centers of learning, models of sustainable building techniques, and multi-use community centers. But to continue to sustain our neighborhood public schools, we must make it possible for young families to live in our city. So we at Portland Public Schools urge you to support family housing at the Sears Armory site. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Please call the next three names.
The next three are Doreen Dodger-May, Robert Edmiston, and Don Bach. They'll be followed by Glenn Bridger, Susan Emmons, and Julie Moss.
Please state your name for the record when you speak. You each have 2 minutes.
My name is Dr. Doreen Dodgen-McGee. I'm a psychologist and educator in Portland, and I am the experiential learning coordinator at Westside. One of Westside's primary objectives is to provide students the opportunity to learn leadership skills by serving others. Through public and community service opportunities in the greater Portland metro area and abroad, Westside helps students develop humility and expanded, inclusive worldviews. I've come to believe that the faculty and staff at Westside encourage the giving of time and energy to community, not because it's a good thing to do, but because it's a human and necessary thing to do. The cornerstone of Westside's outreach program each year is a serve-a-thon, during which the entire student body and their family members generously give up a Saturday and serve the Portland community. In the past 7 years, Westside has contributed nearly 20,000 service hours and over $220,000 in supplies and labor in an attempt to make a difference in the larger Portland community. On October 20th of this school year alone, our students and their families worked over 2,800 hours in a four-hour time frame and benefited 12 nonprofit agencies, including the Community Cycling Center, Sisters of the Road Cafe, Habitat for Humanity, and Boston Community School. As a psychologist, teaching children to do community service for community service's sake is not enough. Providing opportunities for children to experience a counterbalance to the narcissism encouraged by much of adolescent culture, however, is imperative and rare. In a culture that has moved largely from communal focus to a self-aggrandizing one, it's no small task to state learning humility and empathy as an objective, and Westside is doing this and succeeding this. To do this and to demonstrate this, I've worn an example. It says, walk humbly. A graduating senior at Westside dreamed of creating a fundraising base in order to help children affected by the sex slave trade in Thailand. She created t-shirts that would be cool enough that students would want to wear, and yet true to the message that she and her fellow students were endeavoring to embody. In a time that t-shirt slogans are largely self-absorbed and entitled, she chose to walk humbly, and her student body followed. Thank you.
Thank you. My name is Rob Edmiston, and I am a resident of the Multnomah neighborhood, and I'm also a lending program officer at Enterprise Community Partners, a nonprofit organization that works with community groups who build affordable housing. We moved to the Multnomah neighborhood 5 years ago for a variety of reasons, including the quality of the public schools, the walkable neighborhood, and its proximity to downtown Portland. I'm now a father of a two-year-old daughter, and the health of the local public schools is obviously a key concern of mine. Since we have moved to Multnomah, I've seen the home values continue to increase in a way that makes it difficult for young families with school-aged children to afford to live in Multnomah. Southwest Portland, as we've said, has seen the closure of Smith Elementary and the threatened closure of Reiki Elementary. With the Sears disposition process, we now have an opportunity to develop 4 acres of residentially zoned property in a way that will support many of the city's key housing priorities, including schools, family housing initiative, minority home ownership, and the 10-year plan to end homelessness. There have been so few opportunities in Southwest Portland for groups such as SEPA to purchase residentially zoned land at prices in Southwest Portland that would allow for the development of affordable housing units, both rental and home ownership. Therefore, this Sears disposition represents an important opportunity to obtain residentially zoned land at a substantial discount that will allow for the development of quality, affordable housing for residents of Southwest Portland that will strengthen our local schools and help support the city's key housing initiatives. And I hope that we take this opportunity.
Mayor Potter, Commissioners, I'm Don Bach from Hillsdale. I strongly support have affordable housing, mixed use affordable housing in Southwest, in this site particularly. We've worked very carefully with and closely with the Community Partners Affordable Housing over the last 5 years in developing this brownfield, basically transportation isolated site that was really difficult to develop. They did a great job, and they worked with us hand in glove all the way. And it really depends on who you work with, whether these projects work out or not. We've been close to the Hillsdale Terrace. We've had others, as Barney has mentioned, in our neighborhood. These people have really done a great job of managing activities and done their job. I'd like to just make a couple points on the buried maintenance point. There's two bridges that are basically seismically challenged, I guess would be the right word. They're going to fall down if we have a serious earthquake. And then on both ends of Multnomah Boulevard from this site, one's at Barber and the other one's at Capitol Highway over Multnomah. Second, there's a couple of sites you might consider for this facility rather than just moving with the great ease that this one provides. The L&M lumber site would be a site that I think makes a lot of sense for what you're proposing. And you could also use the fire station property that's purchased across from Albertson. So there's two sites you could look at seriously for this kind of emergency response thing that would be on Hillsdale Highway. Getting back to my support for CPAH, They've done a great job, and I think that putting in affordable housing, we've got pockets of poverty in Southwest. Back 30 years ago, my family and 10 others actually went out and bought a house for a refugee family simply because we couldn't find one that they could afford at that time. And that was a long time ago, and it's a very cheap house comparatively. Thank you.
Thank you, folks.
Next three are Glenn Bridger, Susan Emmons, and Julie Moss, I believe is the last name, Community Development. And they'll be followed by Angie Badaluna, Martin Wong, and Carolyn Quartier.
Good morning, Mayor and Commissioners. My name is Glenn Bridger. I live in Southwest Portland. This is an opportunity site that we didn't anticipate being available just a few years ago, but it's a wonderful time to add to the resources we need in our community. And I am of the belief that the resource we need in our community is housing. Let me go through a few steps here. A decade ago, we went through a Southwest community planning process in Southwest. This site could have been zoned industrial at that time because it had an industrial use, but it was not zoned industrial. It could have been rezoned as institutional, like Wilson High School. It did have an institutional occupancy, a reserve center. It was not rezoned institutional. The selection of the community and the city was that the long-term use for this property should be residential. I've seen or heard nothing since that time that says that the long-range plan for use of this property should be anything other than residential. Looking at the site, I think a school is, I like to admire the idea of a school, yet do we need added school resources in Southwest Portland? I think you've heard enough testimony that there are more school resources than there are students to fill those resources, so I don't believe that is really the most beneficial use for our community. The Emergency Response Center, I think, is an admirable use, and I'd like to see that further studied. I asked a question, what are the past studies for an Emergency Resource Center? I've asked several times over the past 45 days. I've gotten no response. I don't think that use has been adequately studied in the past. I think proper siting of that should be taken care of.
My name is Susan Emmons. I'm the director of Northwest Pilot Project. I've been in my job for 22 years, and I have to say that I've never seen a time in Portland when housing has been this tight and the crisis we're experiencing. In order to get community development block grant funds, we have to do annual needs assessments. And it doesn't affect the amount of money we get, whether we do a good job or a great job. And we always do a terrific job. And we have needs assessments for every year that I've been in my job. And the most recent one shows a shortage of housing for the poorest of the poor in our community, people at 30% or less, a median income of 12,000 units. That's families, that's elderly, that's couples, that's single people without children. That means that there are 12,000 renter households in that category that don't have a match. So they're either without housing, they're doubled up, they're paying 50, 60, 70% of their income for rent. We need housing. This is an opportunity. So I'm here today to support the residential option. I think you should go for the extension from HUD. Commissioner Salzman, I think your questions were good questions. I think with the right kind of leadership and with extension, you will get the 100% for a residential option. I'd love to see some of these partners brought together. I'd like to see the most housing we can get for people at 30% of median or less, but I know that wasn't the topic today. I was told, just support a residential option. So I'm here to do that. And again, just to put it in a framework, a family of four at 30% of median income or less has $20,000 a year. That's what we're talking about in 2008 numbers.
My name is Julie Massa, and I'm the Portland Policy Coordinator for the Community Development Network. I've spoken with each of you individually about this particular option, the affordable housing option on this site. Community Development Network feels very strongly about this. And I wanted to say, before I did my work here with Community Development Network, I also worked with Oregon Food Bank for 5 years. And over those 5 years, I lost count of how many folks that I heard from in this Southwest Portland area who were really struggling, calling for emergency food, some of them linked up with services already, but wondering where they were going to go next. And we've heard about the importance of stabilizing families as they're coming out of recovery, as they're coming out of domestic violence situations. And I know that many of them wanted to remain in this neighborhood, but were forced to look in Beaverton or East County, and not that there's anything wrong with those places, but picking up and leaving when you're trying to recover or you're trying to heal is incredibly destabilizing. So my sister lives in the neighborhood. I don't. I think it would be a wonderful use to have affordable housing here, and I urge you to go with a residential option. Thank you.
Thanks, folks.
Next three are Angie Badaluna, Martin Waugh, and Carolyn Quartier. They'll be followed by Kevin Palau, Alan Hotchkiss, and Marshall Snide.
You state your name for the record. You each have 2 minutes. Go ahead and begin.
My name is Carolyn Quartier. I'm president and co-founder of Northwest Children's Outreach. Westside Christian High School has had a pivotal role in the establishment of our 100% volunteer faith-based nonprofit organization. Countless hours from the Westside community have been spent donating and sorting, packing, and organizing the donations, and also putting together the weekly orders of basic resources for children in extreme poverty in the Portland metropolitan area. In the early days of our work, Westside came alongside our mission to help us when we were faced with large numbers of orders from our caseworkers, yet few volunteers to make it all happen. Since that time, Westside has continued to help us in many of the same ways, primarily with volunteer support and donations of clothing. Each year, Westside sends a team of as many as 75 people to help us for the 4 hours during their serve-a-thon. That effort is far-reaching, and the work accomplished on that Saturday is a positive and dramatic impact upon our collection and distribution centers for an entire year. With the outpouring of support from volunteers like the Westside community and a generous community, we have grown to serve nearly 100 social service agencies, school districts, hospitals, clinics, and shelters who order supplies from us on a weekly basis. Our work has grown to include 3 collection and distribution centers in our area. Our Pearl District Center serves the Neighborhood House, which is located in Multnomah Village. We have helped over 100,000 children in need since our humble start in 2001. We are incredibly grateful to the Westside Christian High School staff, faculty, and students for their partnership with us and their deep commitment to helping those in need. We wholeheartedly endorse them as the next occupants of the Sears Armory and look forward to seeing them flourish in this new location. Based on their long history of supporting those in need, they no doubt will be a huge help to the city of Portland in their efforts to fight homelessness. Thank you.
My name is Martin Waugh, and I live 0 miles from the property in question. I'm here to read a letter from 15, or signed by 15 homes immediately adjacent to that property. We are the residents of Moss Street neighborhood that are in closest proximity to and most directly affected by the Jerome Sears Army Reserve Center property. Many of our properties are adjacent to the center, others within a few lots distance. We personally stand the most to gain or to lose in the transition plan. We have all participated in one or more public meetings held by the PDC regarding the future of the Sears property. We have listened to the proposals and have reviewed and discussed materials provided by PDC. We all appreciate the earnest work that has gone into the process and the efforts to keep us informed and involved. We treasure our neighborhood for its livability. For us, livability is the ability to walk or bike safely to school, church, grocery, bakery, bookstore, post office, community center, park, and pub. Traffic is sensible and considerate of bicyclists, walkers, joggers, and children. Many of us have lived here for an extended time, 10, 20, 30, even 50 years. In many ways, this neighborhood is a model of the 20-minute neighborhood that the Portland Plan speaks of and we support. Having studied the proposals for the transition of Sears property, we had the following concerns and interests. Increased traffic through the neighborhood. Some of the proposals would add up to 120 new residents in the property. Along with the residents would be cars. We assume that a significant portion of the increased traffic would be through the neighborhood streets because we know that the nearby section of the main thoroughfare, Multnomah Boulevard, is a little more than an on and off ramp for I-5. It's not easy to turn onto or off of that street, especially near the rush hours. Rather, people elect to use the side streets. The increased traffic is bound to reduce safety and discourage walking. In conclusion, we also believe that public land should be used for the public. Hence, we support the PDOT proposal and the PCC proposal. Thank you.
My name is Angie Bataluna, and I have many ties to the Multnomah Village area. My parents grew up in that area. My grandfather built one of the first homes right up on 25th Street. So I visited the area often as a child. Both my parents graduated or went to elementary school in the building that is now the Multnomah Arts Center. They graduated from Wilson High School. As a young adult, I joined the U.S. Army, and I spent several years as an active duty member. I then joined the reserves, and I did my reserve time at the Jerome F. Sears Center, and then I was in the National Guard in Utah. My children now currently go to West Hills Christian School. We've lived right on Troy Street for 10 years. So for four generations now, we've had many fond memories in the community, and my family continues to build new ones. One of the big reasons we moved to this area as a young family was because of the neighborhood feel and the small community atmosphere. It's not too crowded, yet there's enough people not to feel isolated. You're close to the city without being in it. You have shops and businesses that become family. You watch out for each other, and you feel like you can actually get to know your neighbors. It's an area that you feel like you can grow old in, and many have. Personally, I would not like to see any proposal for this property be approved that would mean Sears Hall would be torn down. It is sentimental to me and my family. My children and I drive by it every day when I pick them up from school. And there are several times when my kids say, "That's where Mommy did her Army thing." So there have been several housing projects in the last 5 to 7 years that have gone up in the area that the residents don't like. There's an 80-plus complex that sits now in a location where my wedding reception was held. That caused a new stoplight to go in on Barber Boulevard, a diversion of the road, increased traffic, as well as a huge impact on the scenery. In my opinion, as a resident of Multnomah Village, I would like to see this property go to whoever causes the lowest impact to the area. I understand change has to happen. I understand that people need new homes. But why can't some areas just stay the same or change a little bit slower? So that's my opinion. Lowest impact. Thank you.
The next three are Kevin Palau, Alan Hotchkiss, and Mickey Ryan. They'll be followed by Zachary Horowitz, Kay, believe last name is Dershane, and Stuart Ellis.
Kevin Palau with the Luis Palau Association, and here to just speak very briefly on behalf of the West Side proposal due to the support it would bring for the Home Again Mentoring Plan. Mayor Potter and Commissioner Adams and Commissioner Fish have been involved in helping us develop that in various ways, and we have been very pleased with the support from the faith community. The faith council has been formed. 78 congregations have responded to the request that former Commissioner Sten put together, and Commissioner Adams was there when about 600 clergy gathered to hear the proposal. So the response has been very, very strong, and Commissioner Fish and others are working to help raise the initial money for the pilot program. The support is there from the churches. We are supportive of the West Side Project due to the funding that it would bring on a long-term basis to provide the rent assistance and mentoring for upwards of 1,500 families serving one segment of the homeless community. Thank you.
The Cigna homeless community that we're talking about specifically are those who are on the upper end. They're not on drugs. They're not mentally ill. We're not talking about the chronic folks that need long-term housing. We're talking about people who just need a boost up. And Mayor Potter, it was you who talked to us about bringing mentors alongside of those folks and helping them. We believe that the program that we've found came from Denver, Colorado. Actually, it's a best practices program in the whole nation, and it's been amazingly successful. And what's great about what is happening with Westside is they're saying, we want to give you a gift. We want to give a gift to the city and provide enough money to really give a boost and provide short-term housing costs, coverage, and mentors for up to 1,500 families over the next 10 years. So we're in support of Westside.
My name's Mickey Ryan, and I'm appearing today on behalf of Oregon Law Center, a law firm that represents low-income people in their various housing and other legal needs. I've represented tenants for 24 years in the city of Portland. I've served 6 years on the Housing and Community Development Commission and co-chaired the Advisory Committee on Homeless Issues. This property should be used for housing. We are lucky to have strong proposals from these housing providers, and it is in the spirit of the McKinney-Vento Homeless Assistance Act that this property be used in this way. Creating housing that is affordable to people who cannot live in this neighborhood with assurance that some of the rents are affordable to very low-income people is what the McKinney-Vento Act intended. In addition to the lower market rents, the use of tax credits will bring in a requirement that the owners accept Section 8 vouchers. And we know the problem that we're having with acceptance of Section 8 vouchers. So it opens up this neighborhood where I know from experience with my clients, it's almost impossible to use a Section 8 voucher at this time. I believe that with strong advocacy and the use of our congressional delegation that we can get this property for free for the homeless uses. We in Portland have rejected the increase of transitional housing and shelters as our method of solving homelessness because it doesn't solve homelessness. The only thing that does is permanent affordable housing. And by arguing that that use is the way to solve homelessness, I believe that we can convince HUD to give us this property for free. Thank you.
Commissioner Fish.
Mayor, I just wanted to acknowledge the great work of Alan Hotchkiss, Kevin Palau, and his father in bringing the faith community to the table to help deal with the homeless issue in our community and to work with our Home Again mentoring program. And I just want to acknowledge your service and thank you for it.
Thanks, folks.
Next three are Zachary Horowitz, Kay, and Stuart Ellis. They'll be followed by Nitty. They'll be followed by Rick Nitty, Lorna Ludwig, and Jill Blanchard.
Good afternoon, City Council. I'm here to support the reuse of the Sears Armory site.
Could you state your name for the record, sir?
Zachary Horowitz. Sears Armory site for the Office of Emergency Management, PDOT, and the Water Bureau. I feel that as a federally owned property, the armory should be transferred to a public use that serves as many members of the community as possible. The proposal put forth by POEM, PDOT, and Water meet these criteria more than any other option currently on the table. As you are aware, the west side of Portland does not currently have an emergency management facility. It needs one, both to serve residents of Portland and other communities, as well as to provide a backup to similar facilities on the east side. In addition, the ability of the armory to function as a storage facility for PETA and water is important, as it will allow these bureaus to serve Westside residents and carry their business more efficiently. Property in Portland is expensive, so much so that the purchase of equivalent site is frankly beyond the city's means at this time. The opportunity to receive a public conveyance, in effect making the acquisition of the Sears site free, is a chance that should not be passed by. I'm not opposed to public housing. In fact, I believe it is the community's moral and ethical responsibility to provide shelter to its least fortunate and least able. Both Multnomah and Hillsdale already have a good deal of publicly subsidized housing and apartments. Half of Multnomah's residents rent their dwellings. But converting the Sears site to housing in this area would present too much of an opportunity cost. Housing can be built anywhere, but emergency management needs three specifics: location, location, location. Public housing can also draw on other sources of funds for capital construction, but today Portland has limited options in financing an emergency management facility. I am opposed to public conveyance for a private entity. I don't think a private school should be given an estimated $4 to $5 million property for free. Doing so would be a misuse of public property and public funds. At a time where our own public schools have serious funding, giving private school property for free is wrong. I'd like to advocate for improved pedestrian and bicycle facilities and connection for any reuse option. This means sidewalks. Sidewalks. I don't want to hear any nonsense about not putting them in. I urge your council to vote in favor of recommending the reuse of the Sears Armory site as an emergency management facility. This proposal represents the highest and best use. Thank you.
I'm Kay Durchy, and I come to you from Southwest, and I recommend that you follow some of Zach's comments, but I want to say, first of all, that I had three students who went to West Hills Christian School, and then, because there was no high school available close, went on to Wilson High School and became extremely good citizens of the future and of now and the future. So I give them their credit, and I wish that we could have a combination of the emergency management community as well as the school in one location and bring in the telephone company that is right next door. Nobody's mentioned that, but there is some land available, I think, there that could be incorporated and make an excellent site. I just want to go back and say that I have served this community. I moved there and moved in 1950, so you can do the math yourself. But I have served the community, and I've been before the city council numerous times in the past. And I have tried to take a citywide view of everything that I have brought to you for your consideration. But West Side gets left out a number of times. We need a better system of coordination of our transportation system on the West Side. And I think Sam knows exactly what I'm referring to. But I've also served on the budget committee for the Water Bureau. And I see the need that they have for a better system of serving the West Side, because all of their sources are centered around the interstate building on the east side of the river. If anything happens to the bridge, we're dead ducks on the West Side for any help. And you know, water is the source of all of our future, and we need to protect it. So we need to have that communication center there. And so I see communication, coordination, and a triage area of that area as being the highest and best use of the area. And so I urge you to support that. In addition, I just got to say one more thing. Every one of the list of housing units, we started out with Grace Manor, then we went to Hillsdale Terrace, then to Turning Point, and now Headwaters are all within one neighborhood association. I think it's time to spread it out a little bit. Yes, the watershed is...
Hey, your time is up.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. I understand that, but my gray hair is whiter than yours. Thank you, sir.
Just barely.
Good afternoon, Mr. Mayor, members of the council. My name is Stuart Ellis, and I live with my wife and two children, ages 5 and 11, at the corner of Southwest Moss Street and Southwest 27th Avenue, which is just around the corner from the Army Reserve Center. We support the PDOT proposal for using the site as an emergency management facility. We think that the site is well-suited to the use and would produce minimal traffic impacts. We think that this proposal will provide a significant benefit to the entire west side of the city without causing problems for the neighborhood. We believe that the PCC proposal would also be an acceptable use. We are strongly opposed to the Community Partners for Affordable Housing proposal, as well as the Volunteer for America proposal. We recognize the need for finding solutions to the homeless problem in Portland, but we feel that this is not the appropriate site nor the appropriate scale for such a project. Building 120 units of housing on this site would produce a significant negative impact on traffic on Multnomah Boulevard. It can already take several minutes to turn left from Southwest 28th onto Multnomah Boulevard during rush hour, and there are often lengthy backups to get on the freeway. Traffic regularly backs up past where the driveways to the proposed project would be. Adding this many more vehicles that would need to get in and out of the project would be a complete mess. We also feel that the number of subsidized rental units compared to the number of units for sale is all wrong. Subsidized housing should be a minor component of many developments, not a major component of a few. This project is just going to turn into a big housing project, nothing more than a future slum. The small number of units for sale will probably be difficult to sell and will not attract families with children. There are not sidewalks extending along Multnomah Boulevard to the west, so there would be no safe pedestrian access along Multnomah Boulevard to Multnomah. The project simply has too many subsidized housing units and too small an area. Such a large number of subsidized rental units does nothing to the livability of the neighborhood. In addition, we do not support the Westside Christian High School proposal. We have nothing against using the site as a school or even a parochial school per se, but we do have difficulty with comprehending how we can give publicly owned property to a religious organization. Thank you. That concludes my comments, and appreciate your time.
Thank you, folks.
Next three are Rick Nitti, Lorna Ludwig, and Jill Blanchard. They'll be followed by Ted Kuhnfeld, Dave Gutster, and Randy Bonella.
Rick Nitti, Executive Director of Neighborhood House and resident, lives three quarters of a mile away. I've got written testimony I'll provide, but I'm going to stray from it a little bit to respond to some of the things that have been talked about. One, poverty exists in Southwest Portland. If you look at the enrollment figures in the Wilson Cluster Elementary Schools, you'll find that almost 25% of the students enrolled in those schools are low income. Those families need housing. Julie talked about hunger. Neighborhood House, in the last 3 months, has averaged serving 380 emergency food boxes to people who are hungry, and 75% of those live right in the immediate neighborhood. Third, neighborhood likes to believe that it's best to live where you work. And we are the largest employer in the Multnomah Village Business District. We have almost 100 employees. Our people would qualify for affordable housing. Now, I could have brought a busload of clients today to talk to you, but out of respect for your time, I chose to tell a story instead. Fatima is a fairly recent refugee from Somalia. She was placed in housing in Southwest Portland through a refugee resettlement program from Lutheran Community Services Northwest. Her husband works as a janitor at one of the downtown hotels. She has five children. She was active with our Minimo Family Resource Program, receiving family support and parent education. With her two-year-old, she participated in weekly parent-child groups. Her four-year-old son was enrolled in our Head Start program. She had two children at Markham and one at Jackson. Last year, she had to leave. Her rents went up. She couldn't afford any other housing in the community. Those are the people who need your help, who need this housing. Thank you.
I'm Lorna Ludwig. I live by the just across the street from the Sears warehouse. I honestly don't think that would be a good place for housing because it's coming, it's right by the freeway and you're coming off at 50 miles an hour and there's no stoplight and no sidewalks. And for kids to be in that area would be very dangerous. Also, it's hard to get in and off the freeway there. There's been several accidents and it's right where the telephone company comes in and out all the time. I would like to see the land maintenance be put in there because it is a brick building and it's be very substantial to do everything there. That's it.
Go ahead, you got more time.
Good afternoon, Mayor and Commissioners. My name is Jill Blanchard. I'm the President-elect on the Board of Directors for Sisters of the Road. In the face of years of federal disinvestment in affordable housing, local communities are called upon to create their own solutions to the massive rise in homelessness and poverty. As a city, we must stay focused on our responsibility to make the entire city livable for all, recognizing this will take greater commitment than ever before. The three organizations that have proposals to put housing on the site are well established and respected in the community and understand the responsibility of integrating the project into the neighborhood. Each of their plans demonstrates a clear, thoughtful approach to ensuring public participation in the planning process and a program design that will serve as a long-term asset to the community. On behalf of Sisters of the Road, we thank each of you for your demonstrated commitment to the truth that affordable housing is one of the most important ways to end institutionalized homelessness. Thank you.
Thank you, folks.
Next three are Ted Kuhnfeld, Dave Gutsky, and Randy Bonella. They'll be followed by Brian Carnotion and Paul Yarborough.
Mayor Potter, members of the council, and special recognition to Commissioner Fish. It's good to see you. Welcome aboard. My name, for the record, is Ted Coonfield. I'm a community organizer in Hillsdale. Was the first chair of the Hillsdale Farmers Market and got it started 6 years ago. 7 years ago, I had the chance to serve on Governor Kulongowski's transition team and was tasked with writing his policy piece on poverty, welfare, and hunger for the state of Oregon. In 100 interviews, it led me very quickly to see that what drove poverty and drove hunger was affordable housing and the lack thereof. In interviews with all those people, it became clear that as you all know, there's a direct link between affording housing, what leads to poverty, which leads to, at that time, Oregon being the number one insufficient food state in the nation, the most hungriest. So I would advocate using this site for affordable housing. When I was seeing the emergency management presentation with POEM, P-O-E-M, it inspired me to think back on my liberal arts education and T.S. Eliot. And in his famous poem, when he talks about the end of the world, he says that the world will end not with a bang, but a whimper. And as we do prepare for emergency preparedness, which is important, there are 1,000 emergencies every day which homeless people face. And it's the whimper of a mother who has her children in a car, and it's a whimper of a child who's been in 5 schools and 6 different housing situations. It is those emergencies on a daily basis that I would attest this group to attend to and vote for affordable housing in Southwest Portland. Thank you.
I'm David Gutzler. I grew up within walking distance of the site. I graduated from Wilson High School. I serve on the board and executive committee for Neighborhood House and on the housing committee for Community Partners for Affordable Housing. I'm here to speak for affordable housing, specifically the proposal by Community Partners. I'm a firm believer that for some individuals and some families, having a home, having a permanent home, is very, very important to them, and it's one of the key components that gets them and keeps them moving in the right direction. Community Partners properties are very, very good sites, and you've seen some photos of them today. If you look at the sites, you would say amazing. If you talk to the management about the sites, you'd say amazing. And if you talk to the residents, they would say it's amazing. I'm for affordable housing. Thank you.
Mayor Potter and commissioners, my name is Randy Bonilla. I'm the chair of the Multnomah Neighborhood Association. And I come here to represent Multnomah Neighborhood Association, and I'm not going to give you the overview. You have the letter that we submitted with the full summary of the various meetings that we've had. I did want to say that the neighborhood does recognize the need for both emergency services and housing in our neighborhood, and we also recognize that the location is ideal for Westside Christian High School. In our meetings, a straw poll was taken, and we set a priority order for the different capabilities, first being emergency services. One thing when they talk about being move-in ready, it may be that for the particular use that they have, but there's also needs to improve the site for the community, such as traffic. So if you're going to be moving large trucks in and out of that area on a regular basis, as many have stated, traffic in the area is and or can be a problem. For housing, same type of thing. If you've ever been over in that area, pedestrian access to that particular area is difficult. It's housed between Multnomah Boulevard and 31st, and very limited sidewalks, very limited safe pedestrian walkways. Also to note that same thing is public transit is only located along Capitol Highway and Barber Boulevard. So these things need to be seriously taken into account. The pedestrian aspect for development as well for the Westside Christian High School in the event that is chosen. It's not a safe area and for pedestrians, and it's not directly accessible to public transportation.
So the Neighborhood Association position, just so that I'm clear, is for the Emergency Management Center?
Correct.
And did it have a second choice?
Housing was the second choice.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Next three are Brian Carvestoid, Paul Yarborough, and Gilly Atkins. Brian Carvestoid, Paul Yarborough, and Gilly Atkins.
Please read the next name.
How about Jessica Wade?
Please read the next.
Okay. Oh, she's coming. They'll be followed by Rob Gardner, Steve Weiss, and Karen Munford.
Okay, I guess I'm...
Please go ahead.
I'm Paul Yarborough. Sounds like I'm first in line. Unlike most of the people that appeared here today, my... property actually backs up to the armory, and they've been good neighbors. Moss Street, I live at 2612 Southwest Moss, and it's a narrow street. It's no sidewalks. It's not maintained by the city. With the help of pioneering by Commissioner Leonard, neighborhoods were allowed to go in and do their own improvement, and we did that about 2 years ago, and we now have a nice smooth street, but it's still narrow, no sidewalks. We're concerned about any development that would connect 27th Street through to Moss, between Moss and Multnomah. That would funnel a lot of traffic, and 27th Street is very narrow and goes up to a hill when it comes to Troy. And it would be extremely dangerous if there's any plan that would encourage an increase in vehicle traffic there. It's a very safe area to live in, nice to walk around in, and we can get over to where we need to go. And we prefer the ODOT or the City Transportation and Water Bureau emergency services option. That's the preference. We are interested in the residential option, but the one that interests us most at this point is maintaining the quiet, peaceful, safe neighborhood that we have now. And we have single-family homes. They're spread out. And an intense residential development backing up on us and connecting in any way to funnel traffic through would be a real neighborhood changer for us, and we don't like that. We like to keep it as close to what we have now as possible. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Julie Atkins. I'm a local neighbor, just living a block away from this year's location. Like many of my neighbors, I support the PDOT or the emergency services. I see there's a tremendous need on the west side, or my next thing would be PCC. I'm not against housing in principle, but with regard to this location, if you look at it, it seems so unsafe. People are flying off I-5, there's no sidewalks. And there isn't good transit, that, in my opinion. There's a very poor bus line that's nowhere close to the Multnomah Boulevard. No buses go down there. So my vote again would be PDOT, and second would be PCC. Thank you.
My name is Jessica Wade, and I'm the secretary for the Multnomah Neighborhood Association. Mayor Potter and commissioners, we are nearing the end of what the neighborhood has invested in as an 18-month process that has been facilitated by PDC as well as by the Neighborhood Association. I know that my chair, Randy Bonella, has stated in his letter to you dated June 9th, regarding some of those events that we have hosted. We began with the neighborhood charrette, as well as adopting the Sears Armory as a standing agenda item on our neighborhood association's agenda, as well as hearing updates from PDC and presentations from a limited number of the reuse applicants, and then that followed by the Tuesday, May 13th meeting in which we hosted five of the applicants. We would just like to express that we would really hope that you would take into consideration the amount of time and energy that the Neighborhood Association has invested in this process, and we have put before you in that letter dated June 9th. I do have personally some concerns with the Sears Armory redevelopment and reuse. I was surprised today, as personally this was the first time that I had heard from the Volunteers of America And I would hesitate in wondering about them as a the reuse development developer because of their lack of correspondence with our neighborhood association and including us in that process of redevelopment of that site. Other things that you've heard from our neighbors today include our concerns over some of the sidewalk and street improvements that are necessary to house any of these facilities.